This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia and brokered by Epic Realty. Now, today on my show, we have a special guest, Justin Bethune. He is the owner of Home Source Network, as well as Bethune Builds, the YouTube channel, and Build Something Media.
Yes, sir.
Doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Doing everything to do with building stuff.
And
that's what we're doing.
And you're getting, as soon as we're done here, you're heading to the Grand Canyon.
Well, we've got to record two more shows.
Okay.
So our lovely engineer that's running the board for me, we have a podcast together for audio. And so him and I have to record a couple episodes. So we've got stuff to post while I'm gone.
Gotcha.
And I'm leaving tonight and headed to the Grand Canyon to do another podcast from the Grand Canyon.
That's awesome. I'm going to be trying to keep up with that for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Justin, tell me about the Home Source Network. What is that all about? What does
that
mean?
The Home Source Network is a remodeling business that I started actually 6 years ago next week.
Okay.
Well, I've been in business 6 years ago. It started literally a block from here. So our shop used to be right up here at the top of the hill before I bought this place. And so we actually started as a window replacement franchise location. So I was a window replacement salesman for a company out of Pennsylvania. And they had recruited me to kind of open a territory down here in Chattanooga. And that kind of worked out pretty well for me. And then just one day I got a random phone call from a dude who was also in Pennsylvania, who was opening a bunch of locations. And he was like, "Hey, we've heard some really good stuff about you. Would you be interested in opening a franchise location and doing replacement windows?" And I was like, "Let's do it."
Okay. Let's roll.
Sink or swim, jump off the cliff, build my wings on the way down. So we jumped in head first and did that. I have a background in painting. My grandfather was a paint contractor for 50 years.
Okay.
So I grew up on construction sites. And so every summer, my dad would kind of slow his auto upholstery shop down and we would go run the paint business because that's when everything would kind of pick up. So I've been painting houses since I was old enough to climb a ladder.
Okay.
So pretty much like 11, 12 years old, I started painting houses. And so I had a good background on that. And it was just one of those things, like a lot of contractors where like you start with like one thing and then your clients are like, "Hey, can you do this?" And of course the answer is always yes.
Right. Right. That's right.
Whether you
can't
figure
it out. Yeah.
That's where YouTube comes in. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
So then I just ended up reading a lot of books, watching a lot of videos, talking to a lot of builders, taking some classes and getting different licenses and stuff like that. And then it just grew from there.
You're here in Chattanooga and throughout North Georgia. I know. What sort of projects are you doing now? What sort of,
we do a little bit of everything. So we've actually ventured into new construction this year. So we're doing like full blown additions. Like we're building a 900 square foot, master suite addition with a recording studio in it. Last year we started doing custom built full blown home theaters. So we did a $200,000 home theater last year.
Wow.
I've done some basic installs and stuff. So we kind of expanded from there and then we do full remodels, mostly for myself. I flip houses. I try to flip a couple of houses a year. Mostly to keep the crews busy, because if we're on an exterior job and it starts raining, I've got something for them to go do.
Right.
Or if it ever does slow down or anything like that.
Sure.
So, but we handle pretty much everything. So on my remodels, me and my crews do everything except for the plumbing, the electrical, and the HVAC. We do everything else in-house.
Okay. Well, today we are recording this in your studio, which is the Build Something Media studio.
Yes.
And as you were telling me before we got started, you actually had a complete gut of this.
Yes.
It's built into a house.
Yes.
A
this was a 1,200 square foot house that was built in the 1930s. And I bought this house and it was still all original. And so it's got 9-foot ceilings. It's got the original pine tongue and groove ceilings and exterior walls, as you can see back here.
Yeah.
And so we came in, we stripped everything down. We actually, so when you came in the main area in there, that was torn all the way down to the dirt. So it had rotten floor joists and everything.
Wow.
So we completely, I mean, we came in here with chainsaws and just ripped it all out. And so pretty much everything in this house is brand new, except for all the original wood. We moved all the walls around on the inside, opened it up, and then that entire back is a brand new addition. So that's a 750 square foot addition on the back that's on top of a poured slab.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's very impressive. So you have done a great job here, and you're doing this on a regular basis in other places too, throughout the area.
Yeah. I've got 2 remodels going on right now for houses that I'm personally remodeling.
Gotcha. Now, do you do remodels for hire? If someone
were to, yes. Okay. Yeah. We've done a couple of Airbnbs. So I kind of got into that like custom build stuff. So we did one last year up in Spring City that was on the lake, and they wanted something that was kind of like a lake style house. So we went up there, this tiny little house, and there wasn't much to it. So he's like, hey, let's make it really cool. So we went and did some cool things and did some custom wood trim and butcher block countertops and stuff like that. And then I did another one that we built as an Airbnb that I actually have up for sale right now in East Ridge. And we built an indoor 4-level treehouse for the kids to sleep in.
So that's in East Ridge?
It's in East Ridge. It's right across the street from the post office. It's for sale if anybody's looking for an Airbnb.
Yeah, right. That's cool.
Go check it out. It's commercial property, so it's perfect for an Airbnb. When you go in the front, to the right is 2 matching bedrooms with a huge master bathroom in between for the adults to sleep in. So it's made for 2 families, basically. And then you're in an open kitchen living room area. And then when you go over to the left side where the kids sleep, it's a 4-level treehouse that'll sleep 8 kids. And we've got live bark and stuff in there. And so it was a landscaping company's office before, and they left a bunch of live wood in there. And I was like, I need to do something with this.
Yeah.
So it was a garage. It had a 14-foot ceiling in it. And so I was like, well, I need another bedroom in this house because it's like the little houses over in East Ridge are like 900 square feet. So I needed to add a bedroom just to make it worth putting any money into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to add value somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what we did. And the treehouse goes up 3 levels, and then it goes over the top of the kitchen. So when you walk through the kitchen, you can look up and actually see the handrail going across. So the kids can be up there looking down into the kitchen at what you're doing.
Wow.
So it's really cool. Yeah.
That is really neat. One thing I have picked up on, I saw your guitar when I came in the office here, and you're obviously into music. And then you were talking about having to kind of create things out of the construction that you do.
Right.
And you're producing a lot of video and podcast yourself. So it sounds like you've taken a creative approach to what is often an industry that's real straightforward and just get it done.
And boring.
And boring.
I mean, let's be honest.
But you're having a fun time with it.
I am. So I was actually an art major in college.
Okay.
And so I'm a really creative person. And so I went to school for graphic design. And so I like designing things. I like drawing. I like doing artwork. I know I don't look like that type of person, but I'm a very creative person. I like to build things and I like to do custom things. If I'm just doing basic general remodeling, just fixing rotten wood and painting stuff, like I get bored. Like I get so bored.
It.
So that's how I kind of ventured into like the custom Airbnbs, doing the home theaters. Home theaters, home audio, stuff like that is a passion of mine.
Okay.
Art and design is a passion of mine. So I just kind of found a way to like bring all that together. I've always loved podcasts. I always knew that the way to get my name out there as a contractor and a business owner was to be in front of the camera and to be talking to people so people know kind of who they're working with. And so it's just really just kind of blossomed out of that. So my partner, Chris, in the media company, he actually hired me to build a deck for him. And so that's how we met.
How
he
about
was like,
that?
Yeah. Man, he was like, I love the way that your process was and everything. And he's like, I hired you because I knew who you were because of your social media. And truth be told, he was like, we can do it better. And I'm like, whoa, nobody said this to me before. Like, let's hear more about it.
Yeah,
this.
Right. And you're interested. I'm all ears.
Oh,
right?
he had me from there. And he was like, I do marketing. I do websites. I do this. And he's like, I've got some ideas of how to grow your business. He was like, I also have an idea of a marketing company for contractors. And I was like, dude, that's crazy because that's what I've wanted to do for a long time. I was like, I wanted to be a business coach for other contractors because I've seen guys struggle. And I wanted to create a company of like a one-stop shop where we could help smaller contractors grow their business without having to, fork out $100,000 right up front to build like an actual office and a storefront and all this stuff.
So, staff and all that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And so I was approaching it in a way of like, what did I need when I first started? We really were just working with my contractor friends here first. And we started the podcast and then we started doing social media for those smaller guys and stuff like that. And then just the stuff that we were doing, everybody started coming to us and then it just blew up from there.
How about that?
It's been crazy. And so we were in Chris's basement 3 months ago.
How about that? And then you built this out and moved over here?
We built this out and moved this out. I had this house for sale and we were 2 days away from closing and the buyers backed out. And that was about the time that Chris and I were looking for office space. And then we came in and looked at it and Chris is like, no, this is it. Like, this is not just like a generic office.
What sort of business owner? I get it, realtors maybe, but what other sort of?
So we have several realtors. Mm-hmm. We have a granite company. We have a plumber. We have a hemp distributor,
all everything. Kinds of businesses. Yeah.
We even have a senior home.
Really?
Yeah. So we just did a live remote podcast for their 1 year anniversary. And then, but then we also do, so we have a full cinematography team here and a team of editors. And so we do commercials. Mm-hmm. So the Home Source, we have a commercial. We actually have four client commercials that are going out to Hulu and other streaming platforms starting in July.
Okay.
So we're set up to do all the streaming services for commercials. We shoot those commercials. We edit them. We manage all that, everything.
Okay.
So one-stop shop.
Yeah, one-stop shop. Tell me about Bethune Builds YouTube channel.
So that's a new venture for me.
Okay.
So I have a decent following for a contractor on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's where I've always posted everything just because, the community groups and everything, that's where all my leads come from. And so I've never really put anything on YouTube other than when I was a professional powerlifter. And so I started it just from brand new and it's like a day in the life of Justin. And I try to post one or two videos a week. And it's like a 20 to 30 minute video of me. I've got a GoPro set up on my windshield in the truck with a microphone set up. So the audio is nice and crispy. And then I'll wear a body cam GoPro.
Yep, yep.
And then I use my iPhone. And so I started that like 3 weeks ago. I've got 100 subscribers so far.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go follow Bethune Builds on YouTube. So, and then I have the Bethune Builds podcast that we just started this week where I'm going to be talking to other contractors. And so I had a home inspector come on this week and we're going to be talking about, whatever their industry is and what you should be looking for when you're going to flip a house or if you're going to buy a house or if you've got a leak in your roof, things like that, just like practical tips and advice and stuff.
Speaking of that, because you do flip houses, what are some of the things that you look for when you are considering a property for fix
whether
and flip?
I can make money or not? Let's be completely honest. I do this to make money. So I have to look at what the purchase price is, obviously. And then I have to look at what it's going to cost me to fix it. And then the ARV. And if there's enough profit left over, then it's a go. In today's market around here, it's hard to even, you get to the point where like every 10 that you look at, you might be able to get one because you're going to be getting outbid or somebody's going to come in with a cash offer before you. And I'm not to the point where I can go buy a $200,000 house for cash. I've still got to have it financed. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the financial part, if it's a house that I can buy, what I try to look at is if I can make as much profit off of as what I put into it. Is what I'm looking at. So just to make the numbers easy, if I can purchase it for 100 and it needs 50,000 worth of work, if I can make 50,000 on it, then it's worth it.
That makes sense. That's good, easy math.
Exactly. So as a remodeling contractor, what I have to look at is if I'm going to use my crews and all of our availability and all the overhead that I already have to do this house for me that I own versus working on someone else's house. In that amount of time, if we're going to make the same gross profit or net profit for the business, I would much rather work on my own property. So if I'm going to make the same amount of money, if it's dead even, I prefer to flip a house than I do, because obviously if I'm going out looking for remodeling jobs, I have to market, I have to do phone consultations, I have to do bids, I have to do sales.
Yeah.
And then I'm having to deal with someone else's budget, someone else's design and all that stuff. So there's a lot more headache on that end of it. So if I can make the same amount of money and it's my budget, it's my design.
And you can decide, okay, that looks good, we'll just leave it as is or whatever.
Yeah, right? And there's no, I mean, let's be real, like nobody can sue me.
And that's right.
You know, it's not something that's happened a lot, but I have been sued twice, both over paint jobs. Nothing.
Paint jobs, wow.
Yeah, it's a long story. I mean, it's 6 years, I've only been sued twice. It was not, yeah, it's pretty good.
You can repaint, it seems like it wouldn't be
That was what it was all over. So they were both resolved. It's not a big deal. But there's just no headache. You know, it's like, obviously we're going to tear walls out and we're going to find stuff that we weren't expecting to find, and the budget's going to go up and things like that. And then we have to kind of adjust on the fly.
Yeah.
If you're doing a full gut remodel, there's like, okay, well, we can't go as high end on the kitchen now, you know, and it's, I mean, this market now, it's like, it's dollars per square foot based on where you're at.
Yeah, it is.
That's really all it comes down to, like the fit and the finish and the high end finishes and stuff like that. They're not really adding a lot of value to the houses around here, and things are selling so quick. It's not like you're having to worry about like, okay, well, we have to add a little bit here to get more attention. If it's for sale and it's moving ready, you're getting attention.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that's not going to last forever, but I think Chattanooga is going to be one of the last places that that happens. Just because even as the price of houses continues to go up and inflation goes up and everything, people are going to continue to flood here because we're still one of the cheapest places to live in the country, especially for what everything you have here and what we offer.
So, I mean, you moved here.
No, I'm from here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. No. Okay.
Born and raised.
Yes.
Okay. So I was born at Eastridge Hospital, just right down the road here. Graduated from Macaulay, went to UTC, everything.
Okay. All the way. How can someone get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about any of these things? I mean, certainly.
Any of these things.
I mean, and I'm saying, hey, if you want a man cave,
if you want a man cave, definitely call me.
That's what I'm. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do the audio video room in your home, that's your sweet spot.
Go go check out one of our killer websites that Chris built for me. So the home source is thehomesourcenetwork.com. And then for Build Something Media, it's just buildsomethingmedia.com. And then we're also on Facebook. So the Home Source Network on Facebook, Build Something Media on Facebook, or Justin Bethune on Facebook. You can go follow me there and keep up with everything that we're doing. So we're very active. I mean, I probably post 20 things a day.
Yeah. You're not hard to find.
I'm not hard to find. That's, that's one of the things, like being a contractor, collecting deposits and stuff. You know, it's funny. People are like, how do I know you're not just going to take the deposit and disappear? I'm like, how'd you hear about me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, well, you're all over social media. And I'm like, you think I can afford to take a $1,000 deposit and disappear? Like,
yeah, right. Right.
That's I'm great. Not going anywhere. I am easy to fine.
Yes, and you are all Chattanooga, yes, all about it.
Exactly, 100%. Hometown boy.
Well, Justin, it's been great having you on the show. Thank I sure you. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I'm Blake Watson, agent with Epic Realty, and I'm going to give you my mobile phone if you need to reach me. It's 423-315-1815. My brokerage office phone is 888-893-3537. And you can find me also on Facebook and on LinkedIn as Blake Watson, and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake.
See, nice.
I've
like
got
that.
Some music. Cool. My website is realestatebyblake.com. If you're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or any of the other podcast apps and YouTube, then you can certainly find us. And I ask that you follow us and share this podcast with a friend as well. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.
Awesome. Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Have a good one.